Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second. The right fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting third. The left fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Johnny Lepon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willard Nixon. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Willard Nixon. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Pesky. Batting second. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting third. The left fielder, Pat Mullen. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Del Singh. Batting sixth. The catcher, Joe Ginsburg. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Fred Hatfield. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Herbert. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Ray Herbert. And now, play ball. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall bunts towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. Goodman moves to second. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Goodman moves to third. Stevens moves to second. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett takes first base on ball four. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky takes first base on ball four. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lepon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pesky moves to second. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Pesky moves to third. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hatfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon takes first base on ball four. Willard Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lepon moves to third. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mullen. Goodman reaches second base with a double. LePond scores. Nixon moves to third. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-0 in the game. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nixon scores. Goodman scores. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a fly ball into right field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nixon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty takes first base on ball 4. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pretty moves to second. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gurnett hits a fly ball into right field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-1 in the game. Evers strikes out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. Baker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. White moves to second. Johnny LePond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LePond is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. LePond takes first base on ball 4. White moves to third. Baker moves to second. Bill White now pitching. Willard Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. White scores. Baker moves to third. LePond moves to second. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Willard Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Nixon takes first base on ball 4. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nixon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. LePond scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-1 in the game. Mullen strikes out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Pearsall hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Niemann. Pearsall reaches second base with a double. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stevens bunts towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. Pearsall moves to third. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gurnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pearsall scores. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-2 in the game. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. White fields it and throws to first for the out. Gurnett moves to third. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. White takes first base on ball 4. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pretty scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Baker for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-1 in the game. Niemann hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0-for-1 in the game. Delsing hits a pop-up towards short. LaPon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0-for-1 in the game. Ginsburg takes first base on ball 4. Niemann moves to second. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Pretty takes first base on ball 4. Niemann moves to third. Ginsburg moves to second. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hatfield hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Niemann scores. Ginsburg moves to third. Pretty moves to second. Two outs. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Bud Sushok pinch hits for Bill White. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Hurst now pitching. Johnny LaPon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaPon is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. LaPon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ginsburg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willard Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Nixon hits a fly ball into center field. Delsing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Goodman takes first base on ball 4. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Goodman. The throw from Ginsburg and he is out, Keene applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5. With the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Pesci is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesci is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Pesci hits a ball on the ground towards short. LePon fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on LePon. Pesci moves to second. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. LePon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Pesci moves to third. One out. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-2 in the game. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Pesci scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Niemann hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0-for-2 in the game. Delsing hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Pearsall hits a pop-up towards first. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stevens is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gurnett hits a fly ball into left field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ginsburg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nixon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-3 in the game. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. White hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2. Red Sox. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a fly ball into right field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny LePon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LePon is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. LePon hits a fly ball into center field. Delsing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Lund pinch hits for Earl Hurst. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund hits a fly ball into left field. Steven settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Pesky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. Pesky moves to second. Two outs. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pesky moves to third. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Erickson now pitching. Willard Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Nixon hits a fly ball into left field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Pearsall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pesky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0 for 3 in the game. Delsing takes first base on ball 4. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Delsing moves to second. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Ginsburg strikes out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Pretty strikes out. Two outs. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hatfield hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stevens bunts towards first. Pretty fields the ball and throws to Erickson covering. Safe. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Ginsburg for a passed ball. Stevens moves to second. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gurnett strikes out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 4 in the game. Evers hits a fly ball into right field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. White hits a pop-up towards short. Keane settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Walt Dropo pinch hits for Hal Erickson. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pesky hits a pop-up towards first. Gurnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keane is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Keane hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mullen strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.